Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. To create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Ew, I love that sound, that little doodle-doodle-doodle, however it goes. Obviously, I'm not a conscious pop singer, who we have on at the second half of the program. Hello, everyone. I'm your kind of host and pilot for this flight, this little trip we're going to be on. Michelle Meshe, if you're new to the program, welcome. And those of you that have been around a long time, welcome back. And big hugs to everyone. Welcome to everyone listening via iTunes, the BTR archives, and, of course, FM Player. And tune in radio as well. Whoopsie, I was watching where it says stream time left. I was thinking it was minutes because I was getting out a little promo for our guest who sounds really interesting, Renee, and she's a conscious pop singer, and she'll be on at the second half of the program, and she's going to be talking about her new album based on the seven chakras. So you might want to check her out before she comes on air. And anyway, so I thought, oh my God, I got a minute to put this on out on Instagram. I'm making this picture and put picture with words, and I love it. And what text should I use? And I'm going, oh my God, I have a minute more. I'm like, I'm morphing time. I love this. And then I scroll down and I see end program or begin. I'm like, oh my God, that wasn't minutes. That was an hour and 28 minutes left. Oh, well. But that's why you guys love me. Mistakes, you know what? Lately, I'm loving mistakes more and more, I'm telling you. I love it, love it, love it. Hi, guests. Welcome. And thanks, everybody. Hello, everyone in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room. I want to let everybody know if you have a question or a comment, or you want to just say hey, or you want to chat, or you want a dream interpretation, or whatever that you're metaphysically, spiritually, and soul-centered inclined. I guess I should say shamanically, and alchemically, and psychologically, and transversely inclined. You can ask your questions by just plugging in 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122, and press 1 on your keypad, and that'll get you on air. And I have a couple questions I'm going to answer via email that came in email, and then we're going to get to phone lines. I'm going to do a little talkie, a little chat. And as you guys know, the Sacred Space of Empowerment, also known as the chat room, really grounds the space. There's also amazing beings in there. If you get bumped out, kicked out, just don't fret. Just refresh, and you might have to also reboot, refresh, reboot. Okay, let's get to it, shall we? Hey, Tamara. Hello, Tamara. Oh, I want to let everyone know as well, anything Awakenings, best to email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. That's for questions, feedback, topic suggestions, guest suggestions, things, you know, email questions. If you want to promo something, you know, on air, I'm down for it. You know, you can also always post it on the Awakenings page, either Awakenings, the Soul Alignment, or Awakenings with Michelle Meshe page. And I wish I'd started Awakenings group, because now the pages, they don't, if you're not a moderator or the quote-unquote main person or owner of the page, it gets kind of put to the side. But it still gets seen. So, and also there's always my profile page as well. So I want to let everyone know, starting June 3rd, I've got another workshop. I've been doing a series of workshops. I have my Soul Entrepreneurship Mentoring Program and teleworkshop. We meet monthly for 6 months. And we've done Then I have some modules that are kind of offset to that. I'm loving this because I'm trained as a teacher. I love it. And everybody's just blossoming, transforming, and getting out there with their stuff, shining their light brightly, and I love it. But I recently finished the Bones of Content Creation and Curriculum Development, and I'll be starting that up again as well. If that interests you, again, email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Coming June 3rd, which we'll meet twice in June 3rd and June 17th, is the How to Become a Workshop Facilitator, Group Dynamics and Communication. Really important. A lot of people get out there and start doing workshops and they go, wow, what's happening? I've got all these power struggles. What's going on? Are these communication issues when they start working with people? Some of these techniques I learned from some of them from Starhawk, some of them from Ken Blanchard, someone that trained and studied there and was a trainer for Ken Blanchard businesses. So 5-Minute Manager, very well-known individual and company in the business world. So, of course, I'm always blending the metaphysical, the alchemical, the spiritual, shamanic, woo-hoo, in what I do. So, yeah, so if you're interested in that, you can email me at either awakeningspodcast@gmail.com or info@soulplayground.life or .com. Or you can go to the Eventbrite page. And what I do in these programs, it's also mentoring. So we meet, but I give individual mentoring in between the times that we meet, as well as there's some exercises for people to do. And we've really been having a blast for the Bones of Content Creation and Curriculum Development. And I love it because I've worked not just in the capacity as a regular school teacher, but I've developed I developed a meditation curriculum for Agape Spiritual Center, and they use my book and companion CD, Meditation for Everyday Living. And I've done quite a few online courses, retreats, a lot of online courses, in-person courses and workshops, and some for small groups, some for very large groups. And so I love it because I get to impart, what I've learned and what I've seen works, and I've been having fun with it. So if that's something that interests you, just to let me know. Okay, so everyone stay on the line. If you have a question or a comment, you need to press 1 on your keypad so I know that you have a question or a comment. And you can also ask questions. You're allowed to. Hopefully I see it. So let's get to some email questions, and then then we will, let's see. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Wow. Daniela, Danielle, long thing. I want to say that I love listening to you. I feel like I learn something each time I listen, that the clarity that you're giving others is also what I need to hear as well. Oh, yes. By the way, I did a Facebook Live post on what's happening energetically right now. I call it the laser taser. We're all being laser tasered in areas of our life that we need to really, really grow and really shift and go to the next level. And we're in a gateway portal of light till end of June. And this explains the energy and how to navigate it. So those of you, just go to Michelle Miche, M-I-C-H-E. LLEMEICHE on Facebook. And take a listen, share it, share the love, share it, let people know what is happening. Okay, so let's see. Somebody is, okay, she's asking about a disease she has, pilodial cyst that I'm healing. I would say very much better to do an impersonal session. If things are very personal and in-depth and I need to tune in and align, it's better to call in the program. Or I can devote more time. A lot of times, I don't want to get it. This is a whole other thing. And I do also medical intuition work. So there's a lot of different reasons why we get illness or conditions or dis-ease. Sometimes it's dis-ease, sometimes a condition, sometimes it's a creation. There's never really one exact reason why. And let's see, I need to know what you were really asking for, Danielle. I think it's best you call in or maybe schedule an appointment. Info at soulplayground.life or info at selfinlight.com. And we'll set something up so I can really tune in and get, it's a little unfocused. Now, what I am seeing, you know, a lot of people are having illnesses or conditions or things with the body, the bones, things that have to do with our structure, our way of living are coming up. And what I want to share with everybody doesn't necessarily mean that what you were doing before was wrong or not right or off path. It may be that, like I say, the soul is like a sundial. It shifts. It turns. The sundial turns, and now something else is more in the shadows and more highlighted. And sometimes it does help to have somebody tune in and kind of and guide you a bit on the path and kind of say, you know, put the floaties on in the pool and float out that way. Take the floaties off when you're ready. But you're going to see more and more of this call as we get more and more into the Aquarian age, as we get more into the energy of the new emerging consciousness, which is what is coming through all of us to co-create the new paradigm. So a lot of it is looking at things differently, shifting on an energetic and a cellular level, you know, actual DNA shifting. That's what I do in the resonance repatterning and alpha theta healing, all the inner work. It's a vibrational shifting so that we shift how we feel, we shift the more into alignment of the tone of our being, the resonance of our being, what's more of resonance and coherence, less dissonance. So there's going to be natural dissonance coming up for everybody because the new emerging consciousness is a different frequency, a marked different frequency. So some of what you were doing in the past or how you were thinking or believing is bumping up against the next level of expansion, of openness. It's like having shoes that are too small. Even though you love them, you got to admit, they're pinching you in the toe. Or maybe you can't even get your whole foot in there, you know? So a lot of this is coming up. And again, we manifest on this earth plane mentally, emotionally, right? Materially, through our material, physically. And that's our spiritual essence. And we manifest through a soul. That's the blueprint, the design, a particular design, or like a snowflake, right? Every snowflake is a different shape. And so through this design, our spiritual energy comes out in a certain wavelength, form, vibration. So as we change vibrationally, we change our mental constructs. We change what we believe can happen or not happen or wants to happen. So our beliefs change. Therefore, our thought forms change, and well, our mental constructs change, our thought forms change, are altered. That alters our thoughts, our beliefs, and our ideas of what we can do and, you know, want to do. Let's get to Sue. What would it mean if I was in a dream and I'm watching myself outside of my body and I'm watching me channeling with a different voice and info that I have no idea or clue about? Ooh, Sue. What a delicious little dream tidbit here. It would mean that you're connecting with another aspect of your being that has some insight and wisdom. And what I would say, which I've actually been saying, and if you listen to the Facebook Live, it's not a long, I think it's 14 minutes. You don't have to listen to the whole thing, but if, you know, turn it on while you're doing other stuff in the background on my Facebook Live, is that it's time to dive in more, meditate more. You know, I've been meditating a lot. I'm going to do a retreat. I'm doing something on Thursday. I mean, I've just been wallowing in the extra grace. What happens when we're in a gateway portal? We receive more of the energy, the light energy, which is what light is, information. It's healing. It's love. It's literally consciousness. So information, so this light information, it's you're getting information as to what to do, what needs to go, what needs to stay, what needs to be moved around, how do you need to go more within, more without. And it's a subtle energy. But any of you that ever have felt chakri or you received, you know, chakti pot or Kundalini rising. It's a heavy, it's a dense energy that's light. It's a fast-moving frequency. Fast-moving energy. It's a higher frequency. And you could, but you can just kind of wallow in it. It's kind of like being a molasses, and it feels. So we're being called to go more into that aspect of us, the creation aspect, the substance of the all that is, substance of the form, to go into the formlessness more. Through meditation, through envisioning, through dance, swirling around, and then just be present and stop. Be still and know that I am. What is that? The I am that I am. I am. Be still and know that you are that creative substance of the universe, universes, the all that is. So, because in the new paradigm, we're going to be using more of that aspect of our beingness rather than the constructed ego, rather than cognitive thinking. That will be secondary. That will be the backup. So we're being retrained. And twice a year we have these gateway portals of light, and that's what it's doing. It's up-leveling our conscious awareness through our mind and our brain. You know, accessing, I said the other day, I said pituitary. I didn't mean pituitary. So if you go back, the pineal gland. So it's accessing through more of the part of the brain that we don't use. You know, there's a lot of brain that we don't use. And changing the brain function, the neuroplasticity, so that it can handle this higher level computation. So yeah, that's what it means. So dive in more. And then James, we always love James. James, hello. James is saying, by incorporating into physical, actually causing the ascension of the physical energy body. Oh, yes. Yes, James, you're right. I mean, the physical realm is energy under judgment, because particles of energy are held as electrons, protons, neutrons, and bound together to form atoms, and as atoms to form molecules, etc. What if this is what is really going on? Absolutely. When we're changing these atoms off of each other, you know, there's an electrical charge. You can see it. But the space is magnetic. So within the space, within the void, is the becoming or the new form or the changing of form, or what we call as alchemists, the transmutation. The transmutation happens, which creates a transformation. The form is changed. It's up-leveled. And yes, you see this. So the part of the game on the earth plane, well, that's why I have my website, soulplayground.com, soulplayground.life, is that this is where we get to be embodied and have the embodiment of the isness of the all that is in the physical form. So, yes, part of the ascending, which is moving beyond duality, right, ascension, is getting to out of the extremes of the polarity consciousness, extremes of the polarity, downloading more energy, is our physical, and this is kind of what I said a minute ago, our body is being ascending, is up-leveling. It's rising. That's why people, again, will be living longer. There's less, oh, if I'm this age, this happens to me, or my mom had or dad had this illness and I have to. There's less and less of that black and white thinking. So our whole physical existence and the way we exist is ascending or expanding beyond the parameters of dualistic thinking. We'll always have dualism. We'll always have polarity on this planet, because that's how manifested form happens, right? You need the electrical and you need the magnetic. You need the masculine and the feminine. You need the innie and the outie. You need to reach out. You need to go with. So every play that creates that triad, the mother, the father, or the male, and the female that comes together, the electrical and the magnetic, the combination. We're electromagnetic beings. So everything has an electromagnetic component. So that triad, you know, coming from, I believe it's, if you look on the Tree of Life, it's Kether, the undifferentiated, the formless, into Bina and Chokma, right? The male and the female component creates love. So actually all forms are an aspect or form of love. Yeah, baby. I'm loving the questions. Let's see. Do we have time for one more? Let me see. Let's see, we've got one more here. Okay, I think that'll do it. I love diving deep. Anybody got any questionis on the innie and the outie? Did you like that, Denise? The innie and the outie. You got to have an innie and you got to have an outie. You got to have an uppie and you got to have a downie. That's how it works. You know, the idea is, you know, and that's what's so interesting even about our political systems, that there's always this idea of this right and the left, or the far right, the far left, you know, and it's like, okay, guess what? There's the middle ground, the middle way is what is going to be more understood and more celebrated, if you will. Because we're not, you know, I was working with someone the other day, and this was, I love this, I got to share this with you guys. They were saying something, and they're like, but this doesn't make sense. I'm trying to make sense of it. And it was certain things that they wanted to do and would, that seemed to be of a conflicting nature for them. And I said, don't try to make sense. Don't, it'll resolve itself. I said, that's the ego, the separating out. I go, the soul is contradictory. As a soul, we're physical. That's what happens in creation. That's what happens when we, you know, I can't think of the word, up level, or we go to the, you know, the fish or whatever. What seems to be, doesn't fit together, then it begins to fit together. And you're seeing that more and more, you know, in the new consciousness, in the new paradigm. I mean, it's more commonplace now, but I remember when I was doing a lot of techie stuff in the mid to late 90s. Meetings and chat rooms. People, you know, I had some friends that had started. One of them was AstralCom. Early adapters of technology and the internet. Early adapters of internet technology and the uses of that. And this is in the early 90s. And I remember them showing me chat rooms, and people are flirting in there when dating and this and sex talk. And I'm like, oh, let's do an experiment and let's do readings in the chat room. And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, that's fun. So I did readings in the chat room and blew people away. I know that, but I could feel the people. I'm like, it's the subtle energy. This is like, that's what's represented by the internet or internet. And everybody has their main terminal, their main connection, you know, and when we access each other through the subtle energy. You know, and people say, well, how can you be, you know, or I teach meditation classes. How can you be spiritual and you like technology and that's man-made and business? And I said, what do you think it all comes from? I would say consciousness. But now you see these are really commonplace. You know, it's really commonplace for, you know, in fact, a lot of tech companies, you know, offer mindfulness, meditation, metaphysics, you know, they're going in that the spiritual route. They're recognizing that aspect. So it's all kind of coming together, right? It's all coming together. But what it basically means is we're getting out of the extremes of putting people in boxes and saying, because you do this, you can't do that. And that's why I always tell people, you know, people are neophytes. You know, they're newbies when there's all these laws of what to wear, what to eat, that you're conscious. It just doesn't work that way. I've met some very conscious monks that will blow you out of the consciousness water that eat meat, Tibetan monks. You know, so, you know, when people are saying, oh, you got to do this, you got to do, oh, you're not, you know, this and that, you eat that, or, you know, that, not really, you know, there's so many manifested forms, you know, it's infinite. Every combination. Now, of course, yes, there are some things that we all would agree are less conscious or aware to do. But if it is on this planet, there's a corresponding vibrational frequency to it. There is a template and a design. And until we either rise above it, ascend, or heal through it, and that form is no longer needed, it will be here. This is why it always goes back to, and I've said this for many, many years, the best thing everyone can do to help the planet, to help, you know, help your family, help the universe, help the planet, help with, is to work on yourself, first and foremost, because that's actually what radiates out. It's consciousness that creates the shift. It's not the overt actions. That helps. And that's perhaps a symbol. But what it is when enough people at a certain level of consciousness up level, you know, expand, get more into the love, out of the separation, out of the degradation, then there's a shift that happens, you know. And I want to share also on that, because I've had a couple of situations of this. You might be during now, and as we go more into the Aquarian age, have to speak your truth more, have to speak up, and to learn how to do that with love and not in anger. I had something in a group recently that just almost unconscionable, some just very toxic behavior come my way. And this morning, my meditation, I got it. I thought, wow, I had to really step up and speak truth to power, but not power of empowerment or people that are empowered, but sometimes power in numbers. Sometimes people get together, the group mind or group consciousness can either be empowering or can be a misuse of power or abuse of power, such as in people gossiping about somebody or saying things that are not true. And that was kind of going on. And I just really, ooh, yes, Tamara is saying exactly, when something is off, call it out into consciousness. Oh, yes, and I did. And I, you know, and then I talked with a good friend of mine and a mentor, and I'm like, okay. And you know, I realized, I thought, God, this is all coming out of wounding. And it's amazing what people can fantasize about, you know. And I even called out the one person that was kind of instigating this. And I said, you know what? You're talking about gossip here. You're talking about stuff that you don't even know about and putting that out there or telling me this. And I just had to do like the proverbial spiritual karate chop. And I'm like, it's because it's not about us. It's about what's the truth. There is always a big T. There is a truth. There's a lot of little T's out there, but we all know the bigger truth. Thanks, you guys. It was a little icky. I'm coming out of it. I thought, God, why do I have to deal with this now? But I realize the cleansing that's taking place on group awareness and group consciousness level is that, and a lot will be revealed. I even saw something the other day, and I know the person they're talking about. They were saying how this is a spiritual teacher, a leader that's been doing some not great things, you know, behind the scenes with their behavior and actually cheating and, you know. And again, I don't judge all that. It's like, okay, if you do that, then don't do workshops on, you know, about love and how you have the great relationship. It's like, you know, but if you keep doing that, there's something there. You know, everybody's allowed a couple of mistakes, but when you keep doing something over and over, but anyway, I knew what they were talking about, and they said a lot would be revealed, and this person had been with younger women and, you know, in vulnerable situations or, you know, and I thought, this is it. It's all coming out. And Tamara's saying that spiritual leaders, political leaders, it all needs to be called out into the light. Yes, it's icky because it's new behavior for many of them. Yeah, Tamara, it's true. I got to say, I had some of this in my family, this dynamic, but I never, I'm not going to put anybody down, but I've never been the bully. I've always been the one that's come to people's aid, even as a child. So I don't really understand that behavior, except to understand as later in my training and my healing work, that it comes from people that are very wounded and not healing their wounds. And it's simple. All we have to do is move more into the truth, meaning that it doesn't mean we have to be perfect and squeaky clean, but we do have to be honest with ourselves. You know, I'm not going to do workshops on don't ever drink, because I do like my little wine now and then and my little gluten-free beer, you know. So I never did it. Even when I was a vegan, and because I understand the law of polarity, that you get smacked in the face because in essence, you're scoffing at God. You're saying these creations aren't valuable, or aren't good. And, you know, we always know pride cometh before a fall. So that's been my path. That's my light. Some people, maybe they're going to march for PETA. They're going to march for veganism or vegetarian. And they're, you know, I had a friend that was so fanatical. I remember one time we went to a very posh, that was my friend, very posh, exclusive dinner. And it wasn't vegan or vegetarian. I didn't want to make a scene. I just pushed the other stuff to the side and just ate the veggies. You know, I was like, okay. And I was the hardcore vegan, you know. She went to the person that put it on and said, oh, I can't eat this. You know, there's 200 people there. And I thought, oh my God, have the salad, have a, and they had to do a whole meal for her. See, some people would say that's good, that's standing up for yourself. I'm not down for that. I think there's a way to navigate things where, you know, there's a compromise, there's a middle way. But anyway, that's some people's trip. I think you have to just know what you're about and tap in and say, well, how can I live in alignment with most, which brings me fulfillment and joy and what's real for me? Obviously, being healthy and all that, we know all that. We're not talking about that. Yeah, everybody knows what we're talking about. Just like Tamara said, spiritual leaders, political leaders, it all needs to be called into the light. You know, it's like if you do something, then don't come out there and say you don't do it or pretend that you're this or that. Don't be the this or that. Be you. And that's what the soul calls, because it is paradoxical. The soul is, that's what makes us unique. Somehow it all fits together. And that's what I feel most people are finally learning, or the opportunity is to learn. Oh, yes, Tamara. You are right. It's ethics and integrity. And I've had to say that to, I thought, God, I'm bumping up against this group. But I had to say, you guys aren't being ethical. This isn't moral. You know? We know what ethics and integrity are. Integrity is you're walking the talk. You know, it doesn't mean that you're perfect. It doesn't mean you're, you know, squeaky clean or you're a saint or whatever you want to put it, you know, in your little vocabulary. It has nothing to do with that. And it's an alignment thing. And what I've been finding since late 90s, we feel non-integrity, and what's not of integrity or ethics, we feel it in our stomach, right? Something's off. I always call it also, we get harpooned by people that aren't, you know, that are trying to wound because they're living out of the wounding, you know? And Denise not mentioning anything. Yeah, we don't need to mention the names. We could feel it vibrationally. It doesn't matter about the names. But what I find is what does matter, what's happening here is the examples. Bring it into your meditation practice. That's what I had to do. I thought, God, why am I having to go through this? And I'm telling you, it was so icky. I'm still like, I had to do cord cutting, and I had to really forgive. I thought, I don't want to forgive. But then I did. I did my forgiveness meditation, and I'm like, you know, we all to some degree do something, sometimes big, sometimes little, sometimes worse, sometimes heinous, sometimes, you know, whatever. It's all relative. But to feel better, and to feel better about ourselves, or, you know, or not as aware. So, but what I got was, these are examples for us to apply, not in judgment of they're wrong or they're unconscious or they're doing this or that, but what it is, because it's the third chakra, baby. It's about healing the third chakra. You cannot access the upper chakras and ascend until we heal the woundings of the third chakra, the identity center. This is what connects us from the umbilical cord, right? We have the umbilical cord to the earth plane mother, but we have the umbilical cord to the earth mother, right? Just like we have the spiritual center at the top of the head, the soft spot, right? So it's all spirit, but one is connecting us to the more galactic energies, and one is grounding those galactic or other dimensional or multidimensional energies into physical form. The mother is about birthing the form, right? The form, you know, it's the womb, it's the void. So until we heal the wounding, and that's why you hear a lot of people saying now, finally, people got to do emotional work. Finally, people are waking up to that. I've been saying this forever. It's just been common sense. But it's what I came in to talk about, you know, in this dimension. To heal the wounding, you can trace everything that everybody does from the slightest little something to the worst crime in the world. It's all wounded. It doesn't come from it comes from people living out of the wound instead of recognizing you have a wound and accessing the gifts in the wound of compassion, empathy, insight. You don't have true intuition or clear knowing if you have wounding that is totally unhealed. It's not healed exactly or completely. Things will still come up. But when you handle the wounding, you live from the soul. When you don't handle the wounding, you're soulless. You're not connected to your soul, and you're living by a constructed ego. And that's very, very a fear-based way to live because it's not connecting to anything else. Oh, my God, Tamara, you're so right. Having a leader, quote-unquote, that is living out of wounding gives an opportunity for deep societal healing. Yes, it's pathology. I just watch and I go, whoa. You know, and I tuned in. I tuned in some things on this particular leader we're talking about and turned out to be right just by handwriting analysis. I was going to do a post on it. And I thought, I don't want to necessarily get into that. But we're talking about Trumpy, as I call him. But by the handwriting, look, a lot of wounding, probably around between 5 and 8, that time frame. And a lot, all of that, his handwriting with all of that triangular motion and overriding is a lot of rage and anger. And I would bet, and I said this, and now it's coming out in news that he rages at the TV, but I would bet there's a lot of not only rage, but there's been physical violence that he's imparted on domestically and at probably throwing things. And but there's a lot of anger. But what's underneath anger is sadness, apathy, fear, and then abject fear or terror. So we don't have anger without fear. And usually people that feel wrong. So people that bully have been bullied somehow, whether mentally, emotionally, sexually, molested, raped, whatever, emotionally bullied, they feel less than. And then if it gets really bad, it's pathological. But we're seeing this as the template of how a lot of people in the old paradigm have operated. And I love what you're saying, Tamara. It's societal healing. We have to look and see, wow, look what happens when you don't handle your wounding. And so then I look at myself and go, okay, where am I acting any of this out, or where am I wounded, or where am I not having compassion or understanding or empathy for the wounded? Now, that goes so far because then the next step is to be telling people, like Tamara said earlier, say it like it is, hey, you're acting out of the wound. You better get some healing, therapy, something. You better do something. You know, stop pooping all over everything with your wounding, because that's part of the game here. Where are you acting out in fear? Exactly. Oops. Let's get on. We got to go quick because I got on a roll. Hey, where are you? Let's see. 917-723. Hello.
Hey, Michelle, it's Tasha. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling so good right now. How are you?
I'd love to talk. I just wanted to tune in reference to work or so career or relationship.
Okay. The first thing I see is more focus on your work and creativity and branching out into that area. Relationship seems like it could be, but up. Have you met somebody new?
No.
I feel like this could be someone. No. But somebody back from the past. Not yet. Okay. Because I feel like there's going to be somebody new.
Okay.
So there might be just some decisions on that. I feel who you're presently with, it's been up and down. Is that true?
Very true, yeah.
Yeah. But your main focus, that the relationship right now to that individual is the side dish. Your main thing is your career, your work, and I'm hearing creativity, such things as writing and even using the idea of promoting or sharing what you do as creative. How can you write about it or put it out there in creative ways? And really about extending out. And I do see new positions coming up for you, but they feel very project-oriented. So it might be a class or a workshop or, you know, something for the community, and then there's something else, and then there's something else. Does that make sense?
It does. Do you see me leaving my full-time job anytime soon?
I think you're going to look more into that is after the summer. There could be another semester or something there. It's saying don't leave yet. It's saying build something, build what you have going stronger.
Okay.
You might change your hours or you might be there less. I'm not sure, but I don't see you completely leaving there yet.
Okay. Michelle, thank you so much.
You're welcome. to hear your voice because
hugs.
206-947. Hello.
Hello, Michelle. This is Debbie, and I'm so grateful to hear your voice. It's been a little bit of time, and I'm just so excited.
I thought of you the other day, by the way, about 2 weeks ago. You popped into my meditation. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I wondered if you had moved. Yeah. That was what came. I thought, I wonder what's happened with her, and I wonder if she moved yet. That was what came in the meditation.
Wonderful, because that is part of my question. I wanted to preface it with the statement that stuck out when we spoke last, which was probably around the Thanksgiving-ish holiday time frame. And you said the words, you're meant to be where you are, and that played out. And so I'd been able to have some financial work and temporary housing. And, of course, I'm very anxious, I can say, in truth, that I have again put my business aside that I spent so much time in 2016 printing up business cards, getting my website, and putting it aside because of the financial opportunity that came my way. And so I tried to use the compassion side and all of what I do in my business to this client that I've been helping for the last half a year. Now,
the
I know that's
that
very
I get
long.
With you,
yes.
Yeah, Debbie, is you sometimes get scattered or you're going kind of for these schemes with people. And I would suggest either like a transitional job or something to anchor you and then building up around that and not getting pulled into what other people say they can help you with or what they want to do. You need to get something stabilized for yourself is what I'm hearing. Because I see you getting pulled right in different directions. You get pulled off and then it doesn't work out and then there's a disappointment and you're derailed.
Yes.
So focusing just on one person or what seems to be a bigger payoff is not going to work. So really I would look at are you Gemini by any chance or have Gemini in your chart?
Yeah. Yeah, on the 14th
of
June.
Okay, so read up on Virgo and Capricorn and how can you integrate those energies. And I would also say, if I'm looking at via the tarot, I would say study the magician, the empress, and the emperor. It's about building.
Okay.
So you're kind of past this lifetime is Saturn. I don't know what your chart looks like, but it's Saturn. It's how to build something and then maintain it. So starting small, letting it get stronger and maintain it, and then make decisions from there. What happens is you're not maintaining it, and you're moving it or moving it to somebody or what they think or what they want, and it doesn't have enough strong enough foundation, and then it ends up dissipating, dissolving. All right, sweetie, keep us posted because, you know, it's important.
Thank you, Michelle. Big hugs to you.
You're welcome. Big hugs. Hi, 317-362, you're on air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, it's you.
I'm Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
I just moved recently about a month ago to Atlanta, and it was something that I felt I needed to do for myself, but I'm still looking for a job, and it's not things that I'm applying for aren't really coming through, and I'm just wondering if it's that I need to be going someplace else, or I don't even know, but I just wanted to know if you saw a job for me here.
I do, but the first thing I want to say is, why did you move?
For a lot of reasons. I wanted to be closer to my family. I've been wanting to live here for a couple years and decided to go for it.
Okay. So the first thing I feel is it's going to take a bit longer. I might even be like 6 months. It doesn't show immediate. So I don't know if it's the area, the market, or what you do. But I do feel like you're kind of hanging out there emotionally. There's a lot of emotional stuff you have to work through or go through. So the one thing I could suggest to you is maybe find something that, like I was suggesting to Debbie, that's transitional or just to get out there or temporary, just to anchor mm-hmm. your energy there, and then
yeah.
look and see what it is that you actually want to do. Right now you're trying
okay.
to go to the big thing or the main thing, and you don't yet know what that is.
Yeah.
Okay?
All okay.
right. Thanks for listening.
Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome. I think we've got two more quick. I've got a minute, so 30 seconds each. 334-863, and then we have our guest on. Hello, 334-863, you're on air. Hello? Oh, sorry, 714-340, is that you?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on air.
Hi, my name's Jessica. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jessica. What's your question?
I just want to see how you feel with my current relationship, like what you're kind of sensing.
Okay, in what way? What do you want to know specifically? I got it.
Okay, so I'm a Reiki practitioner, and I'm also a little bit intuitive, and I feel a lot of vibes, and I feel a lot of distance, and I kind of want to see maybe what you're feeling. I'm 27. I have a daughter. He's a little bit younger. I kind of don't.
You're kind of wanting
I'm
to know if he's the quote unquote the one, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of tired of
yeah.
the game.
But you're not.
You know?
I don't feel you. But I feel like you don't feel he's the one. I don't feel like you. It shows fluctuation. You're right about the distancing. You know what? He's not ready. He's not ready for what
I know,
you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not going to change. So I would enjoy it for what it is. But be open to other relationships. I think it's going to naturally wind out anyway, and I think you're feeling that because I feel like you guys,
yeah.
it's maybe 3-4 months. I feel you're at a place where you're wanting more, and maybe you're not even necessarily saying it. He can feel it, and he's not totally not there. And he's not
well,
there with
the problem is he made all these – he's the one that's made all the moves. He's all, I want to do this, I want to get married, I want to have a chicken coop, kids in 2 years. So that's why I'm like,
but
okay,
no,
now
but
you're
he, but
away.
The thing is, guy, I know, but guys like to say stuff like that. It's the action. He's not ready. He's not ready. That's why he's backing up. He wants that, but not now. It's the reality of it is hitting him. And by the way, I don't think he's doing it on purpose or setting you up. It's subconscious.
Yeah.
It's subconscious.
No, and I know
yeah.
that. And that's the thing is
okay.
I'm picking the vibes up. So, all right, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, you're welcome, sweetie. Your vibes are right. But I know it's hard and it's sad, but the thing is that there is a connection there. It's a timing issue. And I think he doesn't want
yeah.
to hurt you. Yeah. All right. Big
okay,
hug.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. 334-863. There you go. 334-863.
Hey,
hello.
Hello, Michelle. This is Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. Doing great. What's your question?
Yes. My question is what is the spirit saying about business-wise?
Get to it.
Okay.
Get to it. Get to your ideas. I feel like you have some ideas that you want to formulate, you want to put in form, you want to actualize, and some of them could be more project-based or collaborating with others, but it does show you're on the right track. You just have to get to it and put the energy to it. So
okay.
whatever you're wanting to do, I feel it could be on the side of something. Just start it. Don't, you know, just start putting the focus to it. You'll probably, five, 6 months, I feel like you'll have more clarity and stability in regards to this. All right, Mike.
Okay.
Good to connect.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. All right, it's time for our awakening guests. We went over a little bit, but I've had so many callers. If I didn't get to you, I am around, obviously, next Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time, and we do readings between 12:45 and 12:50. All right. Okay, so we have Renee on, and she's a conscious pop singer. We're going to be diving into her new album, Align, which is based on the seven chakras. So let's give a welcome to Renee. Hello, Renee.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, how are you? Hi. I'm saying the name right, right? Renee.
What'd you say?
I'm pronouncing the name right, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's Renee. Yeah. Yeah, my first name's actually Christy, but Renee is my middle name and my artist name.
Oh. Very cool, Christy. Yeah.
Thanks so much for having me on. I've been listening for a couple hours, and all this stuff is just so in line with everything that I've been experiencing the last few years. So this is awesome.
Oh, well, tell us, and Tamara in the chat and Denise, everyone's saying welcome. Welcome to you.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit, because you had, a crisis, a turning point, which crisis coming from Latin choice, you know, you had a turning point. You share with our listeners a little bit about what you were doing before the turning point and what happened in the crisis and how you got to where you are now. Yeah, I'd love everybody to hear this from you.
Yeah, okay. Let's see, where do you start? Well, I guess a couple of years ago, I was pulled out for the last, 8 years or so since I was, 20, and I'm 27 now. I started working in the music industry. I was working at record labels and working on the business side, and then I eventually switched into the songwriting side, and I was a full-time songwriter working with, all my favorite artists and big writers and producers and stuff for a couple years, and amazing points in that, and there was something that kind of happened over time where I was feeling something's not feeling right anymore, and I feel like I'm not really my authentic self right now, and I feel terrible every day, and why do I feel so miserable emotionally, and it was just the thing I was so confused about for maybe a year or so, and I was getting really physically sick too, and I just came to a point where it's I need to do a little soul searching. I need to find out what's going on here. And so I think, I went to just the thing that really kicked off the soul searching was going to this meditation retreat at Spirit Rock Center in Northern California.
Yeah.
And it was a 7-day silent retreat, and I really knew nothing about mindfulness or self-care or anything like that at that point. And I went there, and I was just it was a moment where I was I don't know what to do. I need to do something. And I went and just kind of let my intuition lead me there. And when I got there, I'm like, what? Someone's talking for 7 days. What is this? And
You didn't know.
I really didn't know. It was a very last minute thing. I just got in the car and went, and I don't know. It was very transformative for me to just sit with myself and be in nature and kind of start to learn about mindfulness and self-care and just start to connect to that inner self that I kind of gradually lost touch with over the years. And I think from that point, then I started, really reading some books like Eckhart Tolle books and just, I don't know, getting into more of this kind of new age ideas, and it just resonated with me so deeply. So long story short, I think through that, I started having this idea for my own album as an artist. As a songwriter, I was writing primarily for other artists and for TV and film and all these things, which were really cool, but this was the first time I had an idea for expressing my own voice and what I was experiencing with all of this. So the album kind of came together, and now I'm here and it's done. So I'm sharing it with the world, and this is kind of where I'm at right now.
So it sounds but you were writing. Now, how did you know? Well, I read in your bio you've been around music anyway. You've always been musically inclined. But why did you went into more of the business aspect of the music biz, and then you went into the writing? So, was that fulfilling for a period of time for you? Do you find that?
I think so.
That it was fulfilling.
I think, my personality has always been a little, like, kind of on the, like, careful side of, like, oh, I kind of want to figure out how this works and kind of look at it from the outside. And I just kind of was like, oh, I wonder how, you know, because I was always a singer and into recording and writing. I grew up in Ohio, so when I moved to L.A. when I was, like, 18, I was like, oh, I just want to kind of figure out how it all works. And so I kind of started to go towards the business side, and then and I started to hear my heart fall out a little bit, like, oh, well, I kind of forgot about writing. I need to write again. So then I got into the writing stuff. But then when I was in the writing, I was like, this is sort of right, but not completely right. I'm not totally in my authentic.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like an inching towards my true self, I guess, was going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was more unfolding for you, it sounds like.
Yeah, I do look at it like an unfolding process. I think we're always unfolding. I'm still unfolding, but there's something. I think like the last, when I started going through that kind of, what do you call, like a quarter life crisis or dark night of the soul or whatever, I started to like meditate a little bit and learn about mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
When I started to do that, I connected with this energy and frequency inside of me that like I hadn't really felt before, and it was just so intense for me that like kept following it, and it led me to this place where I am now.
So
I mean,
how and what did you experience from the retreat? What did you come away with?
Well, that was kind of just like the introduction. I think that was probably 3 years ago now. But
mm-hmm.
I think that was the first time that I learned you could sit with yourself and you didn't have to be a victim to your own thoughts and anxiety. Like, you had choices of things to do. And that was like, that was a huge for me to learn that, like, you are not your thoughts, that you are something else. You are consciousness behind the thoughts, however you want to say it. But starting to, like, sink into that other kind of consciousness that's more, like, the soul or the feeling of love, separate from all of that funky mind chatter, was so an amazing feeling for me. So I guess just experiencing that, I wanted to find a way to put it through music, going back to the album or whatever. I started expressing this kind of transformation through music and through songs and putting it into a concept album to kind of document my story and share it with people.
Mm. So somebody, Tamara, is saying, I love her story at 27, having awakenings and expanding consciousness. And I was saying, yes, a lot of times that happens at 27, between 27 and 32, right around the Saturn return, 27 and a half. We start getting, we get a first glimpse of our life purpose or soul's purpose or how it's going to manifest in our life. That's what we call it, a redirection of energy. Yeah, where they saw the soul alignment. Let me ask you, Renee, do you feel like you were being guided at that time?
You mean towards this chapter or something?
Yeah.
I think,
or was it just you're just kind of just thinking things and just, okay, I'll just try this?
I think when I started meditating and learning how to just sit with myself and tune in to what my true nature, my kind of higher self wants out of life, I feel like I've been guided by that now.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, I was a little out of touch with that for a little bit, and I think tuning back into it, it's a little hard to explain, but kind of sinking into my body and feeling my body and just tuning in with, like, who I was when I was 5 years old and what is that part of me that's always been there want out of life, and where is it going, what does it want to say? that's kind of like the place I'm functioning from more so now.
I love that. Because we always, well, the thing is we always, that 4, 5, age 6, you know, up to about 8, we have so much insight and wisdom. We're so connected spiritually and, you know, aligned to our soul. Now, Tamara's bringing up something. It's great that she followed her impulse to go first to the retreat. And that's, yes, I agree. That's why I asked if you felt guided, because a lot of our listeners, I feel like you got some messages of what to do or where to go, even though if it maybe didn't make sense, you know, or you didn't know why, that is part, that's the first part of being guided. And I find that a lot of people, you know, a lot of people won't, don't listen. They're like, well, why am I doing this? Or does it make sense? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think definitely since then I've just, nothing really makes sense. I'm just going with the guide or however you want to look at it. I'm going with the intuitive gut impulse. That's how I'm navigating this chapter. And it feels really good. It feels like not scary in a way, because it feels authentic or something. This feels.
And like, how did this start informing? You said you wanted to, you know, write about it, so you chronicleize it. So how did you this inform now your musical direction?
Well, so I went to that first retreat, and then a couple months later, my husband and I, we decided to go to Sedona, Arizona for New Year's. And so we spent New Year's Eve meditation class, and it was really beautiful. It was some, I've never done anything like that on New Year's. And
yeah,
woman, she was like playing the harp, and she was talking about chakras, and I didn't really know much about chakras at that point, but she was playing the harp and saying that, like, oh, well, now I'm playing this thing, and it's in the key of this, which resonates with the root chakra. And I think after that experience, it had this little light bulb moment for me of, like, oh, so there's maybe chakras that have to do with musical notes. Maybe I could make an album out of this. And since I've spent most of my career and life in pop music, I just love pop music. And since now I'm exploring this kind of spiritual world, it's like maybe this is a perfect opportunity to kind of blend the world together and act as this kind of bridge for pop and sexuality and pop and healing elements to go together. So the album I ended up making is basically 7 songs, and each of the songs corresponds with each of the chakra meanings, and it's tuned to each key of the chakra too. So I kind of put my whole story into each chakra, and so a line, that's the album name.
Something I read that you said, what chakra are you living through or living out of? Can you explain that? Where are you coming from with that?
That was an interview I had last week. Somebody asked me that question. I've never been asked that before.
Okay.
They kind of answered, she asked me what chakra do you live from, and I guess
all of them.
I've never really asked that before. But answering it, I just kind of laid it to the heart. For me, the whole chakra and meaning is the heart is kind of the center of everything, and I feel like this finding that deep place vibration of unconditional love kind of flows through all of you, your whole body, and all of the chakras. And if you're rooted in that unconditional love place, you're in this place of more balanced healing for whatever the other chakras are going through. I don't know if that's, that's what you mean, but that's kind of how I look at it.
Living throughout the heart. So very, but more feeling or bhakti based. Right, more joy, more feeling. You're expressing more through feeling as opposed to maybe cognitive through the brain or intellectual thinking. That.
I think a lot of my own personal transformation, the way I've looked at it, is it's like a sinking into this space of unconditional love or feeling into the right brain, into balancing this way that our culture kind of emphasizes this black and white analytical thinking all the time. So it's like kind of recalibrating and balancing your body into that.
Mm-hmm.
And in that kind of balance, I feel like you find a more authentic place that's more in tune with your natural rhythms. I guess that's how I've experienced it.
Right. Love that. Now, you've worked with, I think, do I recall, like Meghan Trainor, who I love, by the way. Very poppy people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Troye Sivan, Aluna George, Leona Lewis, The Little Mix.
Yeah.
So what's your, I think even Engineered Projects for Selena Gomez, who I like, by the way, some of her songs. Talk to me, because we've had conscious rap artists, hip-hop artists. There's a couple that that I have followed, you know, for years. What do you see the merging with pop? Because I do feel, I mean, it is something that, you know, catchy tunes goes round and round. I mean, people, it does inform people's consciousness and their life. You're listening to it, driving around or walking around. Where do you feel like the intersection of more spiritually conscious or aware, or more conscious music can weave in with pop? How do you see that happening? And do you see that there's a place for that, room for that?
Well, I guess I'm figuring that out as I go, but you know, with the pop writing sessions, the way that works is like you're in a writing session with one of these artists or another producer or writer like almost five times a week all the time, and you're writing all these songs, and the songs go into a pile, and then that pile is kind of sorted through by the A&R people and all the business people, and they make a decision of what's going to sell the best. So with that process, sometimes it's not always about consciousness or healing. You know, there's other
right.
But, you know,
get
so
the hook.
I was like, you know, why don't I just do what I want and release it independently? So I'm kind of on an independent track with this conscious pop thing. I think eventually, you know, as the years go on and more of this consciousness kind of spreads, I think it will just automatically leak into the mainstream pop radio and everything. But right now it's kind of there a little bit, not completely. But for just my project that I'm doing, I feel like that's just where my inspiration comes from, is talking about this stuff. So I think all of my music will be conscious pop music. I think maybe half of it on the radio is or not, but I don't know. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, but I want to say, what does that conscious, because I think twofold. It could be the lyrics. It can be the tones or the frequencies that are used, the notes. But it also, I feel, you know, consciousness is, you know, an inside job. I don't see it. So it's what we bring to it or how we maybe collaborate with people. You know, I think it's twofold, right?
Right, I agree. Yeah, I think.
Well, yeah.
I guess I just know the intention that I'm putting behind the stuff I'm releasing is trying to inspire people to do that inside job.
Okay. So you're looking at the lyrics. Do you ever look at that because you're working on yourself or you're lining that?
Yeah.
Or is it more about the lyrics that's for you, or both? What, I guess.
Sorry, you said lyrics and what else?
Well, is it more about you working on yourself or doing your healing work, maybe emotional clearing, meditation, becoming more conscious or allowing more of those, your consciousness to come through, connecting more to your soul? Is that part of it, or is it more writing consciously? And if so, what does that mean? Is it about the lyrics? You know, is it about the sound?
Well,
yeah, what makes it conscious?
I think it's kind of all of it.
Okay.
I think through this project, I'm just sharing and documenting my own unfoldment. And I think other people that are going through that or starting to be drawn to that, that it might resonate with them and help them in their unfoldment process also. The other day, we're just trying to feel authentic and feel good inside, and helping other people along that path seems really cool.
Right. So Tamara's pretty much,
it
sounds
the,
like about right, a way shower. So you're already showing the way. You're showing a way for people to be more conscious.
I think so.
It sounds like. Yeah,
and I think with this project, we're also going to start releasing some workshops where people can also, like, start to tune into themselves. We have some meditation tracks that go with the songs that we've written, too. So it's kind of like, here's my story, and what do you feel inspired? What's your story? To kind of get them, give them tools to tune in with themselves, too, and to express their uncertainty also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit of a different kind of artist project that I'm exploring, because I just feel like deep down I'm an artist and some sort of teacher healer. So I'm just trying to find ways to express all of that at once.
I like that. Well, you can bring the music obviously is just one avenue, right? It's just one piece or part. Now, how do you tap into your inspiration? How do you receive your inspiration or know what you're, and also know what you're going to, you know, write about?
It's always different, but...
That's interesting.
I don't really have,
so it happens in different ways.
Yeah. A lot of times it's like, I'll see like a word or a phrase that's interesting to me, and I'll write it down on my phone. And then throughout the day, randomly when I'm driving or taking a bath or something, this like forest will just kind of flow into my head. And so it's already just kind of there, like the whole structure of everything. And then if I like it enough and it stays around enough, then I'll go into the studio and get it down. And that's kind of how it usually works. A little different for each one. And then sometimes if I'm co-writing with other people, it will be like bring that little snippet of an idea into the session and see what we can bring out of that little idea.
Now, let me ask you, Renee, do more people now that you work with or that you've collaborated with either in the past or presently, do they know about your focus on being more of a conscious, you know, pop singer and pop musician?
Some people know about it. It depends, like, what I'm going into the room to do. If I'm going into a session to help another artist with their project, the intention is to connect with them and help them express what they want to express. And then if I'm going into the studio to write for my project, it's like, what do I want to say with this? And it's interesting because, you know, some people from a couple of years ago, it's interesting to see some people, like, not understand what's going on or like
what you're doing,
like, who resonates with it and who doesn't, but I just kind of keep going with it because it feels good to me.
And does it bring up, you know, questions? I just ask because I used to model the act, and my agents were like, don't tell him you're psychic channel or you know about this. But I always did, and everybody always loved it and always had their own experiences of intuition and et cetera. I never found anybody, you know, freaked out.
Right.
So I'm – right? I mean, I just –
You said your agent said
funny,
to not tell them?
Oh, yeah. You might scare them. Oh, yeah. Don't tell them you're – don't get it. But it would always come up, even if I didn't say something, if it didn't originate from me, somehow the topic would come up or somebody would know something or a book, you know, I was reading. And then other people would bring out their books or, you know, Kindle or whatever they were reading on and, you know, devices. So, yeah, so I was wondering how.
Yeah. I feel that some people if they don't resonate with it, they just, like, don't really know what to say. But then as I go down this path, it's like the door is opening for so many other people. I'm meeting so many new people that do resonate with what I'm talking about. And so, I don't know, I guess you just kind of attract what you're vibrating. So I'm finding that to be true also as I keep going.
Right. But I guess what I would say, because you're coming out more as this, I would then say that you are, you want to be known as this. So to some degree, it is about sharing who you are, all parts, I would say, on some level. Not censoring, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't feel like I'm hiding myself, if that's what you're asking.
No, I just want to see the consciousness, how are you living the consciousness in your everyday life, I guess?
I kind of just, I don't have a practice every single morning, like I meditate for 30 minutes or do this certain thing every day. I just have a check-in process as I go through the day where it's kind of a in into this being mode or mindfulness kind of thing where I just check in with presence and check in with love and see where I'm at and just flowing, kind of stay in that flow momentum as I go. And that's kind of how I navigate my day. That's how I bring consciousness into my day. So I think back then, I had a lot of anxiety all the time. It was anxiety and sometimes
you used to
because I didn't really have this check-in process. It was just always thinking until it got too much and then I'd break. So it's now I've got this kind of thing to regulate and stay moving and stay connected to the feel-good place.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Now that's important for people to hear that the check-in and that you do know that you had this anxiety before, but now you have this way of checking in. I love that, to presence.
Yeah.
And so that alleviates that.
I think you said something earlier in the show about how there's all these different methods and things that you could do to be meditating and eating right and all this stuff. And I think I also experimented with that and trying to do everything that everyone says to do. And I kind of learned about myself at the end of the day that it's those are tools you can use. But at the end of the day, it's always about going in and seeing what I need right now.
Absolutely.
And it's a few breaths. And sometimes it's a 5-minute little dance. I put on some music and kind of move around the room and just connect. Sometimes it's 10 minutes of singing. So it's we're fluid beings. And so I just feel when you check in, it's okay, what do I need right now? I want to do this. And to recenter that way. So that's been my experience.
Yeah.
I think some other people function differently, but that's how it's been for me.
Yeah. Now, I kind of think the way of it is the small attunements or alignments, the check-ins. I wrote a book, Meditation for Everyday Living, and it's based on that, just attuning and aligning, because it is, we are that. That is our consciousness. We may get out of aligned with, not an alignment, or for you, perhaps tuning an instrument. It's we're the instrument. Our body, body, mind, system is an instrument, right? So I agree with you. I don't think you have to be I think it's delicious sometimes to sit in, meditation or walk 20, 30 minutes out, whatever. I came from a background with meditating 2.5 hours in the morning and 2.5 hours in the evening.
Right.
But then when I went to write the book, my guide said, but it does, it's consciousness. You are that. So you should be able to shift into it, And so I think that's the new, So I like what you're saying about, the check-in, the presence and however you do that. And then it sounds to me, too, you keep it fresh. You're mixing it up. It might be movement. It might be dance. It might be breath. It might be meditation. It might be a word or something.
Honestly,
right?
I kind of learned that the hard way, because when I started to get into this, I downloaded an app, and I did this thing where it gives you a reminder every day to meditate this amount of time. And I don't know if it was just much for me or something, but I, like, really stuck to it for maybe 2 weeks. And I got to a point where I, like, tapped into some, I think, what do you call it, like a kundalini kind of explosive energy. And I didn't know what to do with it. And I really kind of set off this, like, crisis mode for me. And so I found a transpersonal counselor, and I worked through it with her, and through that whole, I think it was just kind of like feeling all this energy. I'm like, what just happened to me? What is this?
Yeah.
What's happening? And
a little overwhelming.
Through that kind of, it brought up a lot of stuff, and through that crisis, I learned how to navigate my own way, and learning how to think to my own rhythms of my own body, and you know, a lot of it was just laying down and relaxing all the muscles in my body and just listening to my own heartbeat. And just, I don't know, it's just a very different way. But I think the crisis threw me into the zone where it's like, okay, I got to figure this out and listen to myself. And that was around that time too. I took like 2 months off of work completely, and I just kind of spent time with myself and did nothing and just learned about my body and my rhythm. And that was a really feeling amazing time for me.
I think that's so important to take the time, you know, and listen to the body and see what works for you, you know, because we all do have our own internal timing and inner rhythm. And I think so much of the process of awakening and the succession of awakenings that happen, whichever way they happen, is getting, again, that rhythm or that attunement.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it's really, I mean, it was like a really rough time and like a little bit scary, but now, it, like, my life feels so different now. Like, every day just feels really, like, I'm just really happy most of the time, which is just really different. But I just, it's like funny because I feel like that's our natural state, and something is shifted in me that it just looks at life a little bit different. The whole purpose and everything is kind of shifted for me. But I think before, like, I feel like I was kind of just going through the motions without a purpose, kind of like a vague purpose of succeeding somehow, and that wasn't like sustainable for me to be moving with that purpose. And I think, like, now the purpose has shifted to something more like love, something more general, but it's like a feeling. It's a present moment experience. And so that way the shift is focused. My life focus is now just on every unfolding moment instead of someday reaching today. It's a really big internal shift for me.
That's big. And really, that's what we're meant to have, that every moment. That's pretty powerful that you're saying that.
Yeah.
Do you feel that that's informing the way you do your music?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and it's just interesting to think, like, I was writing music every day before, but it was the way I was doing it was making me miserable, because I was going into all these sessions with a purpose of somehow succeeding and making money or whatever that was. And that's a total killer for your creative source and juice.
Yeah.
So now the purpose is totally different. So it's way more fun to be creating stuff and like following your own flow.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of following our own flow, I'm going to play out. I want to play. We have one of the tracks from your CD, Align, and I believe it's Wanderlust. Does that make sense? If you want to set this up, Wanderlust, and we'll just play it out to the end. And this is off of your CD, Align. And where can what's your website? And where can people get Align?
It's reneemusic.com. That's R-E-N-A-E music.com. You can connect with me on Facebook and Instagram and everywhere through that website, or just type it in. So yeah, Renee Music. And we're releasing one song per month, so we've released three songs so far. And I think it'll be in September when we release the whole album. You can get physical CDs and vinyls and those kind of things. So right now you can buy songs online, and each of the songs also have a 10% charity donation too with them.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Renee, this has been wonderful to connect with you, Wanderlust, and we're going to play that out. And again, for our listeners, or you're just tuning in, we've been talking with musician and conscious pop singer and composer, writer, Renee. You can find out more information by going to reneemusic.com. Keep shining, Renee. Great to connect with you.
Thank you so much. That was fun.
Big hug. Mm-hmm. Bye. And we're going to play a little of her Wanderlust.
Just because we wander doesn't mean we're lost. All of us are drunk, we're drunk on Wanderlust. Just because we wander doesn't mean we're lost. All of us are drunk, we're drunk on Wanderlust. Till then.
Wow, that was amazing. That was Wanderlust by Renee. You can find out more information about her by going to reneemusic.com, Wanderlust. Wow, totally got it going on. I was singing, catchy tune, and you guys are catchy too. Catch the light, share your light, and of course, always, always share your insight, shine your light, and of course, keep awake. We're here back next Wednesday, every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Hugs, love and light, everyone. Smooches. Bye.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.